Oh, look at the little podgy legs.
Loving the nappy. Looks huge, doesn't it?
Oh. I think babies were more contented.
Do you think? Because we're all breastfed.
Yeah, it didn't get so much attention.
Okay. Well, I suppose if you live right by the road, it's a good idea to shut the window. Mm.
Oh, babies fitter towards the fire. Bless.
Wonder why they said that.
Because the house was probably absolutely bitter cold.
And the head would get overheated, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's true, yeah.
Clean glasses, two washing glasses.
Very regimented and organised, wasn't it?
Yeah. My mum had that one.
Warm olive oil. Oh, it didn't even occur to me that I had olive oil in them days.
Yeah, but it wasn't used for drink, you know, putting in food.
Oh, right, it was just for cleaning.
Medicinal. Yeah.
Oh, and their heads, wasn't it? For like, if you've got dry scalp and things like that.
Cradle cap.
Yeah.
My dad used to put it in my ears with a bit of cotton wool for earache.
Oh, so it's a proper thermometer, not the elbow.
Oh, look at the size of it.
I know, but I thought it was an injury.
It's quite a good idea. I do that.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Put cold water in first.
I'm upsetting boiling water. How do you upset boiling water?
Well, I suppose you're carrying it around, aren't you, like that? You're not just pouring it out of a tap. Because probably in those days, they didn't have hot water
out
of
a bowl, yeah.
Put it, do it with a kettle.
What palaver.
And a metal bath it looks too, doesn't it?
Oh, so the bath will be warm and the sides will be freezing cold again, then it's metal.
Yeah, it's one of those enamel baths, isn't it?
When they made this film, loads of the people living in London were 20 houses for one tap.
Really?
Gosh. Oh. So how often would you bathe the baby then? Once a
week.
Once a week. You'd probably give them a bit of a wipe over.
Yeah.
That was. I think they thought that they'd be more ill giving them a bath and
well,
letting
I suppose
them get
taking
wet.
Them all naked, yeah. Yeah. What a setup. Just to bathe your baby.
I know, you should chuck mine in the sink.
I know, yeah.
I used to wash Sasha in the sink.
Just
give her a really big
sink. I know, yeah. So much easier.
Yeah, so did we. Our old-fashioned 1930s... basin that was in our bathroom. God, you could have got in it yourself.
Thing is, a lot of people shared the kitchen, didn't they, with other people.
Oh.
Well, I mean, remember my mum, you know, they lived in an upstairs attic room and they shared the kitchen.
Yeah. And shared the bathroom. So you'd have to do everything in your living area,
yeah,
as it were,
well,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, like
she's airing it all off. Because they didn't just have one little couple of blankets, it was chock a block full of blankets.
They didn't have central heating or stuff, did they?
So
the house would have been really cold
stuff
in the
winter. Oh, yeah. Still a good idea to do that. Oh, he's not happy. Oh, no. I feel sorry for him now.
Looks in a little hand knitted baby grow.
Very wrapped up. Layers.
But houses were absolutely bitter cold.
Do not hurry.
Do not hurry.
Very careful with them, weren't they?
Yeah, it goes against everything you sort of thought. Just wrapping it up.
I bet a lot of people didn't do that though. By the time you were on your 13th baby, you whipped them in and out and
just hanging off your hip.
They probably hardly ever had a bath. They had loads of kids.
All got in the bath together.
Yeah.
Whoever was in last got all the scum.
Oh, damn. That's gross.
It's true.
Oh. All them layers, and you have to take them all off.
But don't you find that they used to do everything on their laps as well? I mean, I even used to know people that used to change a baby's nappy on your lap.
Yeah,
and I used to think,
really tricky,
I'd have everything running down their leg. I don't know how they used to do it.
I have done it on a bench, park bench, when we've been out, sort of changed one of mine on my lap.
I think health and safety would avoid you doing
that
now.
Because
of the rolling off. Yeah, they would avoid you trying to do that now.
Because you're not holding them, are you?
No.
You're just...
They're balancing, aren't they? I suppose all the floors were wooden, weren't they? You know, you only had like lino or wooden painted wooden floorboards, weren't they?
See, they're using the olive oil to clean the bottom.
Oh, can you imagine? No, I can't.
No, I can't.
I know when you first have a baby in hospital, they sort of don't tell you to use wipes, they use cotton wool
and hot warm water, don't they?
Yeah.
I bet nobody does that when they get home.
No,
everybody wants baby wipes.
But you do when you're in
but
hospital.
But you're not allowed to teach, you're not allowed to teach people to do it. Yes, do have to use
I do feel sorry for babies when you use the wipes, though, because they're freezing as well, aren't they?
And
they go,
I
used to
try and warm them up.
Dry them out a bit. Put them on the radiator.
Yeah, she's oil. That looked like some sort of olive oil, didn't it? Something in a pot.
Well, she does that before she puts them in the bath.
I suppose if they're
it's a cleaning thing
rather than. Mm. I don't suppose you want to swish around.
Oh, and then you've got all the bother of cleaning.
Gosh,
it
must have been such a palaver, mustn't it?
Changing a nappy.
Apart from all washing all the nappy.
Clean habits from birth.
No, the method is supporting you.
I don't think they are.
I think it means the baby's so going to be used to lying on her lap, like you were just saying. You do that to a baby.
Oh my God!
What she
had
to use a
My mum did that. My mum potty trained us.
Mm. But what's the baby supposed to do now then?
I think because people didn't. Now people will say about, you know, the arc reflex. They don't get that until they're so old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people don't potty train really early.
No.
But
there was something on the news recently about a 7-month-old baby that could use a potty. And it is like, it's training, isn't it?
Mm.
It's sort of like a response, a stimulus. They sit on the potty and it's
But it is. My mum did that to me as a baby.
My mum did. I used to sit in my high, I had a high chair that had a potty underneath. And while I was eating, I had no nappy on, so I could use the potty.
They do that in Chinese orphanages, but they never take them out of the high chairs.
No.
I suppose if you've got to wash nappies all the time, you're going to try and avoid it, aren't
I
you?
Guess,
because it's such a
palaver.
With disposables, it's completely different. You don't need to worry, do you? That's
why we get lazy.
Yeah.
Plus, disposable nappies are comfortable when they get wet. Terry's aren't.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, God.
Well, Terry's. It's like you walking around with wet knickers and trousers.
Oh, nice.
You'd notice.
No. Yeah, wet no, you're not about
to get some bobs.
You would notice.
Yeah,
they were washed so many times, they would have been all hard and starchy, wouldn't they? Like, oh,
no.
Oh, nostril.
Neither should be the ears be probed with matches.
Because I didn't know the earbuds.
These practices are old-fashioned.
And dangerous, yeah. Well, even then they thought it was old-fashioned and dangerous. Has he been in the bath yet? What's going on?
She's swished around. Oh, she's poking something up his nose.
No, she's
but
taking
then,
out.
Cleaning
I mean.
His
but
nose.
Then, were they even cleaner than we are now? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
They say, oh, we're obsessed with wet wipes and things like that. But, you know, you could argue, did you used to stick things up your child's nostrils every time you gave them a bath?
I thought
you
were supposed
just wipe,
to.
You just wipe their nose, wouldn't you, or something, if there was something there.
Did you stick things in their ears every time
you
bathed
them? No, only thing, anything was hanging out, you'd take it off. Leave well alone.
Or just wipe.
I do think children are cleaner now, though.
But that's probably because
that's
we've
why
got,
they're ill so
that's
much.
That's probably because we've got, you know, baths and things like that.
Washing
you know.
Machines, we wash clothes
sinks.
More, don't we?
Oh,
sink
yeah.
per person.
I mean, I do think that's why children are ill more now, though.
Oh, really?
Because we're constantly wiping their hands, spraying the table, you know, bathing them every day, and they don't play outside.
Quite good, isn't it? It's not fussing.
No, it's not.
I can remember trying to wipe my children's
noses.
What's
all this going on?
He's probably used to it now, isn't he? Little girl, whatever it was.
And that bit under the neck as well, because that gets really horrible, doesn't it, when they're little and they're
it's all
rolled up.
Yeah, it's quite. Holding the baby's head over.
Actually, I think they taught me this in hospital, how to hold them a certain way. To you wash the head first.
Oh,
didn't you?
Like that,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Exactly like that, yeah, wetting.
But then I'd be worried about the flailing arms.
Yeah. Because you're supposed because they swaddle,
you're supposed to swaddle them first
the baby,
and
then.
Oh no, see, that would worry me. I'd be like, oh my gosh,
although she has got him. She's got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much easier when you put them in the bath and.
Yeah.
Doing
oh, she's not doing
it. Not happy.
No. Oh, crikey.
Must have been exhausted.
Soap.
Although
I used to get
exhausted
barking.
I know,
but
mothers
usually
don't sleep in the afternoon in those days.
To recover from the bath, from the bathing ritual. Yeah, I know, it goes on a bit, doesn't it? Oh,
rubbing that baby quite hard, isn't it?
She's got quite a lot of hair for a little one, hasn't it?
Yeah.
There's all that washing. It stimulates the follicles.
Oh.
Very right, love. Can't. She's really going for it.
Oh,
he's actually in the bath this time.
Still a little ways to go before she's actually
in the bath. Oh, okay. Oh, he's a bit loud. Please can you just put my clothes on again and forget about this.
Is it a girl or a boy? I'm
it's a girl, isn't it?
Oh,
is
it?
Yes.
Oh, it's a girl.
Oh.
When
she was on that potty.
Oh, yeah. But the hands are hard and rough.
Yeah,
mm.
From all that hard work.
Scrubbing the kitchen floor.
It's not manicures for mummy then.
I think it's amazing to imagine like working the amount of housework that you do means you might not be able to wash your baby.
Yeah, because
your
hands are so rough that
you
actually
have to scratch.
And
the thing is, they're a bit like a slippery eel, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to pick them up and you've soaked them already before you've even touched them.
Because they don't teach you that in hospital, do they? I remember them telling me all about doing the neck and the head first and things, but not soaking them.
You squirt baby bath in the bath now, don't you? So when you put them in, you're really splashing them
more
than
you are,
giving them a go over with a flannel, aren't you?
They don't really tell you to use soap, do they, when they're newborn?
No, they don't.
It's all about
I think it's because of, obviously, allergies and things like that.
Maybe,
and then, you know, parents that can't afford infant care and
things like that.
Well, I
remember I smothered
Ellis
in Johnson's baby on, she was bright red.
Oh,
it was awful. I was still in hospital with her. I had to quickly wash it all off. Johnson's is full of perfume, isn't it? That's why.
Don't lift them by the ankles.
Oh, why would you lift your baby by the ankles?
They mean like that, don't they?
I think they mean
one
like
by the head
that.
And one by the ankles.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they meant upside down.
Oh,
that's just.
Yeah, you do. That says it all. That does.
I'm wondering now. I'm thinking, yeah, that's fine. Lift them by the ankles, not a problem. Why is she doing that to her tummy? Trying to make him go poo, maybe.
Kick or something.
Oh, it doesn't seem to mind. She doesn't seem to mind that so much. It's been nice and warm. Oh, it's a very cute baby.
I wonder what she looks like now. Although she'd be 90 now, I suppose.
You're out. No play for you. We're getting out of here.
Quick shake.
Yeah.
I don't really scream, but that's when they're newborn.
Yeah.
Putting her in the bath and she just screams.
Maybe that she's used to it. That's obviously.
Because they were quite into powder, weren't they? In the past, like drying babies with powder.
Yeah. Oh really? We're using powder
to dry them.
Took the moisture away. Yeah.
I know my mum used to, she's always been obsessed with drying between my toes, and she always told me to do that with my children. And you just don't do things like that these days.
No, not really. You've
got central heating, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's a different thing altogether,
did you?
I mean, imagine all the clothes she was putting on her are probably feeling damp.
Oh.
Even if it's just cold. They do, don't they? She's probably got on a big thing over the fire. Well, when I first came out of hospital with Ellis, they used to say hair dry their bums.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
to get them really dry.
Especially if they were getting nappy rash. Just do a little bit of light hair drying. By the time I'd had Robin, they'd completely banned it. They said it caused infections. So I tell you have to do what you think's best. Don't listen to them.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't. They make some stuff up and then decide it's not what's right.
I think they think it's right at the time.
I think hair drying actually was good for nappy rash, it genuinely was, because I think it, a bit like the talc, it dried up every single scrap of moisture, you know what I mean? So I think it was good, but they said don't do it.
Oh.
You know, not being gross, but if you had stitches, they used to say do that.
Oh, really?
Hair dryer it, and,
oh,
and then that was banned.
Yeah.
I'm just just letting you know.
No, I just.
Come on, you're a nurse. You must have.
Oh, there's an image in my head, and I can't get rid
of it. The image you read there.
Of you drying your stitches with a hair dryer off on your baby's bottom. Oh. Right.
Make sure you've got the curtains drawn.
So why would you not start with a nappy when you're dressing your child? Then?
You would, wouldn't you? And that hasn't got
you
a vest
would.
Or underwear.
No,
it's
just
putting jumper straight on.
Like, best method.
Oh, this would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever put on a real nappy?
Yes.
Yes.
With a safety pin?
Well, no, because I didn't want to do that because I was worried I was going to poke a hole
in
the baby.
Yeah, that's what Carol did. She actually went...
Oh, don't know.
I'm sure many of mum did that to their child.
Oh.
It's quite interesting, isn't it?
She's
not folded
it,
right. in
it. You would think it would be more of a triangle, you know,
yeah.
that way, but it's not, is it?
Oh. Why can't she put her hand inside of it to make sure it doesn't go through the baby?
How weird though. She's just sort of wrapped that round like it's a...
So that's just a cloth.
It's a loin cloth.
Yeah.
A loincloth technique.
So it's not, you know, it's not very good, is it? Like if you go to the toilet and that, it's like all going to soak through, like you say, for one thing, isn't
it? Rubber knickers.
On top of that, right. That holds it in.
I don't know.
That makes
it sort
of contains it, I suppose.
This is a bit older.
Yeah, I don't suppose they have rubber knickers.
Oh,
no, but it does.
I'm surprised that baby didn't have any napper. I didn't
look. Because she's not got rubber knickers on.
Well, not yet.
So they're not
going to...
No.
But okay.
This age, I don't think they had rubber knickers.
I think they probably just changed the nappy non-stop.
God, the parents must have gone mad, mustn't they? Constant, because when you change a nappy, you know when they're teething and things and they keep...
Well, they stick them on the potty before they put them...
Gosh, because it would be non-stop, wouldn't it? And such a mess to clear up. When you throw
and
a nappy
they had
away,
no liners.
Nothing,
but that must go right up as well and up here, you know, just everywhere.
They had no liners, did they?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, no wonder she put that baby on a potty. I think I would as well if I had to do that.
Yeah. Your high chair with the potty, hasn't it? It's not sounding so bad now.
No.
My mum moaned because my brother was over a year by the time he was potty trained.
I think
now
it's
9 months.
There's children of like 2.5, 3, aren't
because
they?
Because they're comfy.
Yeah.
They don't
need
to learn to use the loo, do they? Because they're comfy and disposable nappies. You know.
Well, and you can be dead lazy.
Yeah, I mean, most parents in the summer took nappies off their kids and just let them
run around
in the nuddy rather than
but
a
that's
kid
how
to
I taught Jolie, you know, because she was coming up to 2 in the summer and I just let her go in the garden. And with girls, it's not so bad, is it? Because they've got like a little skirt or a long top of.
The amount of time it takes to dress them.
How many layers? Is that the third layer now she's putting on? What's that?
Maybe he's going straight to bed now, shearing some.
Oh, and then she swaddles him, her.
You're not supposed to swaddle now.
Why? What's
really?
That about?
Yeah, because it's all to do with overheating and they don't like, health visitors don't like you swaddling.
Nice
because they do say it calms babies down. Well, you know when they're sort of waving their arms and legs around, they can't relax.
That's what I thought.
Because she was so
stressed
and it just calmed her down.
It's
how
fashions change, isn't it? And it's a bit like watching this and you're thinking, was that really necessary?
Why? Oh, I suppose, like you said, you can't really put baby on the floor. Is it put baby in a safe place? And that's the safest place.
It would be
quite
drafty on the floor.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Making up the cart hoist another 3 hours.
Twins or something.
She looks very laid back about the whole thing, though, doesn't
well,
she?
She's on
She's
got all this organised.
Now, because of sudden cot death syndrome, as they call it, they wouldn't allow you to overheat a baby by wrapping them and swaddling them. And
plus it is hot, warmer in houses, isn't it? Like you say, the heating. And
but, you know, they would advise you not to do that now. And then they would
like
say
bumpers,
the danger.
Isn't it? You're not allowed to have bumpers around cots and things because they might get their head wedged up against that and not bring and pillows and duvets. Mm. It's got to be blankets.
They put paper on top of that.
I suppose it's blotting paper, isn't it, when the nappy leaks.
The greengrocers used to save all their brown paper to give to the midwives.
Oh, really?
Because they used it to cover their bed during labour. And then they just used it all the time in the house.
Nice.
Because they had to reuse everything, didn't they? I mean, these days, I imagine in hospitals when someone gives birth, they throw all the sheets away and stuff, don't they?
And we've got plastic now.
Yeah.
We've got barriers, but they didn't have it then, did they? No plastic.
Is it there?
Baby's nearly at the top of that bed with
nearly.
And then they'll envelope them up, they'll swaddle them
so they can't move.
Looks a bit rickety. She's obviously wanting to put this baby on his side, isn't she? This is what she's trying to do.
Sort of positioning it that way.
So you're not allowed to do that anymore, are you? Let him sleep
on
this side.
Has it got to be back again?
Is it back? Yeah, it used to be front at once.
What's wrong with the side now then?
I think they say they advise you to sleep the baby on their back because of sudden cot death syndrome.
But that baby
just no wonder they
passed
did have
out
cot
now.
Death, cause the baby's like just completely wrapped up, isn't it?
Mm.
I wonder.
So I said earlier today that it would be a nightmare if you had to get up in the night to change the baby with all that.
Or feed the baby.
Yeah. I wonder if they did.
Well, or left them, you mean?
Well, I wonder if they do get up in the middle of the night to.
Maybe they didn't. She's like, cuckoo, that's lovely, go to sleep.
I'm exhausted.
See, these babies, I mean, in the 60s, it went back to the fashion of bottle feeding again, didn't it? But this age group, obviously, still breastfeed, because it said at the beginning that breastfeed.
Oh, yeah, that many years ago. Yeah, because saying about that, I remember my mum said she was advised to breastfeed me for 3 months, and she said that's what she thought was the time you should breastfeed for.
Yeah.
You know, no longer really, and then go on to bottles. And
I was bottle fed right from the beginning.
Look at you.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Terrible way. But it goes through fashions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything's fashionable.
Well, breastfeeding is like really the thing, isn't it, these days? And like, the longer the better as well.
Oh, really?
That's good. That was quite interesting.
Mm.
And
very
is it
thorough.
Like, how different is it to what you were told when you were at hospital? When you were told, like, did you get any advice on
baby?
Yeah, they do show you.
Yeah.
They do show you how to. But obviously, it's different, completely different, isn't it? You're pouring water out of a tap, and the bath is plastic, and.
Yeah.
You know, there's not all the rigmarole with the.
I think it's a lot quicker process now, isn't it? And. It is partly because we're centrally heated now and we've got running water.
And there's not so much about this or keeping the baby warm and everything, because the baby's warm all the time. I mean, they are colder because you've wet them, but I mean, you can dry, you can whip a baby grower on in a second, can't you? I mean, all that, you know, second
jumper.
I don't
think they would tell you all that, because they would think it was like common sense that you knew it, because that was really thorough, wasn't it? It was telling you don't do this, and like things that it's like talking to an idiot.
Well, the procedure that had to get all the, and can you imagine all the, even washing those blankets and getting them dry in a house that you haven't got. There's no tumble dryers, there's no, you know, not even a spinner.
Yeah.
So you're drip drying, and it must have been hell to get things dry.
They might not have even had gardens if they were living in. But do they? They wouldn't have had flats then, would they? Did they
Yeah, they did.
Because in London,
they
people wouldn't have
garden,
had.
Didn't they? And they're washing it.
But
I know that nobody used to pinch it.
I would say because people weren't, I'm assuming here, people weren't as educated. Everything had to be very prescriptive.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't
it?
It's
everything.
Like,
you
this
will
do
have
it.
this
yeah.
and this available on the trolley.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
it sounds
people,
like they're talking to someone who's really simple, doesn't have
got
any common
very,
sense. Yeah.
It's very prescriptive.
Yeah.
But don't you think that most mums would have come from big families and almost been mums themselves with their sisters and brothers? So they probably know a lot more about that particular thing than maybe anything else.
But I suppose you were only as good as the. So if your parents were very poor, you were only as good, or you only...
Well, they wanted everyone to do it the same way, in the right way.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing today, isn't it, with health visitors that come round and then start being very prescriptive.
Yeah, and people really don't like it these days, but probably in the past they just accepted it maybe a bit more.
They wanted to be told.
They thought people knew, you know, knew more than them, but now
people
just question everything, don't they, and they won't be told.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you're a first-time mum, even if you've got common sense, when somebody tells you to do something, you think, well, this is obviously completely tried and tested. I won't balk against this. This is what we've got to do.
Mm.
You do, don't you?
Well, you do, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And you're quite nervous when you've got the first new baby, aren't you? You don't
well, you
really
want
know
to
what
do
the
everything
right
thing
is to do,
don't you?
Yes.
In your head sort of thing. Mm. I mean, I remember, you know, and I mean, I was 31 when I had my first child, and you know, you think, you know, you're pretty normal, you're sensible as far as it goes, and I honestly thought that you had to hand wash baby's clothes in the baby soap powder. So I went to Boots and I got my pot of baby soap powder. It didn't occur to me I could use Ariel and put them in the washing machine. And I had clothes errors over the bath and I was drip drying them.
Oh,
yeah, and somebody said, why are you still, after 3 months I was doing this, and somebody said, why are you hand washing all your clothes? And I said, well, it was baby powder. You know, you need baby soap powder.
No, I think I still use them.
And
I still
thought,
use various areas.
Don't you think that's weird, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you think you're quite, you know...
It's like the sterilising
well,
thing as well,
know.
Isn't it? You get
absolutely
obsessed with that on the first child. I can remember sterilising everything for ages. And then by the time it came to Sasha and Louie,
yeah, it
I
was
thought,
bring
it doesn't
something
really matter.
Yeah,
it
really.
You barely spat on it, yeah.
I do get paranoid about
yeah,
things,
you do,
don't you, when
yeah.
you've got a first child.
But people never used to sterilise things in those days.
No.
Midwives used to have a biscuit tin that had holes stuck in it. That they would put in the oven when the oven had been switched off and it had all their squares of linen and stuff in it. Like literally after you'd finished cooking in the oven, the biscuit tin with the linen would go in to sterilise.
Oh.
I was like, it doesn't sound very good.
It doesn't sound like the thing to do, really.
When even things like that, is it nappy sand and that? The stuff
yeah,
I wonder when that was, do you think that was more the 60s, late
90s? Yeah, I think
that
was the 50s thing.
Because I Terry nappied Lisa for a little while, and I bought Napizan.
Yeah. That suit wore off, didn't it?
Yeah,
that novelty.
It did.
I tried. I bought all the gear, but then I thought, nah. I've never used it.
I did have one of my little childminding people that had a nappy that was supposed to be environmentally friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Not a disposable nappy,
yeah.
But you had to. It was like in It was a proper nappy that came in a plastic outside bit, and she wanted me to fold it all up and put it in the thing, and she was taking them home.
Oh yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. Yeah, that wasn't a palaver.
The day is too
so.
Short. I'm sorry. I mean, I am quite in for the environment, but they've got to just make it biodegradable, disposable nappies, haven't they?
I think
you can't go back to that.
I think the techniques they show there are sound, and safety was their thing about holding the baby and stuff like that. And those things are still taught. The only thing that's changed is the palaver that you have to go through because obviously we've got running water,
etc.
Eating,
washing machines. And
you know, but I mean, in theory, the thing was set, and a lot of the thing about the cot afterwards is all this research that's been done about cot death, isn't it? So. Practices have changed about swaddling and laying babies on their side because of the research they've done about cot deaths.
Mm.
So we've changed our practice in relation to
But it does
research.
Change quite a lot, doesn't
it?
Because one
does
minute,
again.
I'm sure it's probably different now for mums.
Yeah, and I'm
what
sure
we
it is.
Sort of heard because they just go backwards and forwards. And then you start panicking, thinking, well, I did it that way because I was told to do it that way. And now it's all changed the other way.
And I'm sure our mums were exactly the same.
Yeah.
My
sometimes, isn't it?
I was quite an old mum. So my mum was even like, it'd been like 40 years since she'd had a baby and that. And she felt a bit out of like telling me to do anything because things had changed so much. And she'd brought up three kids. But, you know, she didn't tell me how to do things.
Well, and times
things
were different as well. You have different equipment as well, don't you?
So she didn't
like
want to give me any
the
advice.
Cot, I mean, now it's all about not over wrapping them. I mean, then they used to probably put bonnets on their heads and all sorts, anything to keep them warm. Whereas now we're like, oh, you mustn't put a hat on them. They're going to get overheated. Only put the blanket up to there.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And their arms sort of
you
out
don't
the blanket.
Wrap them right
it's like a little.
And that was the other thing I was told. You always put them down the bottom of the cot.
Yeah, that's
right.
So they don't wriggle
down
under the blanket. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And they wrapped them right at the top, didn't they?
There weren't much room in the legs.
You could like roll over the baby out
the cot. So swaddled, you couldn't move at all.
The two mattresses and
the
back
and the rickety old cot.
So elements of safety are still there, but otherwise I'd say it was, you know.
It just seems such a palaver, doesn't it, compared to...
Imagine having our house full of kids.
Exactly.
And I would
or if you
around.
Had more than, what, like, twins or triplets or something, you know, how could you do that for
must have
really
done.
Hard
probably
work?
Gave two away and just get one.
And men didn't probably
kept the
do...
Pretty one.
I know there are men now that don't,
boy,
but there's,
yeah,
like, men
really,
just
really
didn't think
didn't,
it was anything
yeah.
to do with them, did
yeah.
they?
No. See, it wasn't a dad bath in, was there?
No. Well, there wouldn't be, would there?
And it was funny the way the mums went around with their aprons all the time.
All
you know,
the
just
time.
Like they were cleaners.
They were ready to clean.
Yeah.
Drop of a hat, yeah.
It's like their uniform,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know when the word mothercraft was invented, but I know in one of the books that I'm reading about this period in London health history, mothercraft and fathercraft were both like things that were trying to be encouraged. I haven't found any details on what fathercraft is.
Well, so mothercraft's all about household, bringing up children, cooking, cleaning, that sort of thing, presumably.
I think so.
Yeah.
But mothercraft probably was about DIY or stuff, was it? Or carpentry skills.
Things
you could do in the house.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to know a little bit more about these two ideas.
Building him
the garden shed.
Or cots. Because they probably did have to... Couldn't get hold of things, could you? Like cots and that, as either probably handed down, weren't they?
No,
I
don't
care. No,
no.
Prams. Oh, yeah, they have massive, big prams in them.
I don't know, there's so much time in that little video, and I just wonder, like, would anyone have had, if you've got 16 kids, no birth control?
Probably just didn't
have you
got
time
them,
to
did
do
they?
That.
No.
I mean,
well, I suppose the older kids would have to bath the younger ones, then, I guess.
It's a bit like everything's extreme. This is the parent information thing.
Mm.
So they have to, their precision and the way they have
showing
to
you
show
the right way.
Yeah.
Has to be precise.
It's like when you see adverts, it's like a perfect world, but in reality it's never.
You might have hit one of those once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
when everybody's
at
this is the way you should do it,
It's like Nigella when she's like, one of the lovely things about having two ovens. And you're like,
really? Want to be nice.
Yeah,
but
just what you mean.
Puts a lot of,
exactly. Oh, I'm
those,
with you.
Those
on
sort
one
of things put a lot of pressure on people. I'm sure they must have put a lot of pressure on mothers, mustn't they, to think you've got this is how to be a perfect mother? Because you still get that these days, don't you?
Yeah.
That you should do it this way, and you're not perfect if you don't do it that
exactly
way.
Exactly. Your children will grow up horrible.
And I think having, like, when I went out with midwives, even now, there still is a very big gap between, you know, the people that have got and the people that haven't, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, have you got all your nursery furniture with your little stand and things, or are you going into somebody like a teenager's room who's got a baby who's putting it in the bottom drawer still? But no, I went to houses where, you know, even when I went to Peckham out with the midwives, you know, and there's a big extreme from people, you know, that live in Dulwich to people that... Even as a midwife going out, you know, even this day and age, you know, you think everybody has got everything, you know, and they haven't. So, you know, just as in that day and age when that was like a public announcement, this is how to do it, you know, even in this day and age, there are people that haven't got, you know, what you would call as your,
Are you a nurse then?
Yeah, I'm a nurse, so I wouldn't want to do.
What do you mean, actually just delivering? You don't like that side, or just the thing of like,
just
talking
like
to people with
appreciates kids,
I think women's expectations of childbirth then, their expectations weren't as high as they are now, and I think a lot of women have very unrealistic goals with child, and they drive me insane. Of course it's going to hurt.
There'll be no whale singing.
Whereas I think women tended to get on with it
more
years ago.
Possibly,
whereas I think women, you know, are very...
Well, it's probably to do with
they're all
children
very,
have been so cosseted, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're
all very disappointed. They all have their birthing plan and then it all goes pear-shaped, you know? And for as lovely as that is, I think you have to have this realisation that, you know,
I think most women didn't know why it was happening in the first place.
No,
I know it's what Steve's mum said. She was shocked. She didn't know that that's what happened when you got married.
I see.
I think that is it, isn't
it? The only plus point was she got a baby at the end of it.
That's my mother-in-law, she didn't.
Someone was saying to me that women think they know it all now because they've read so much stuff before they have their babies. They think they know exactly
what...
That's
why I want to be a midwife.
It's even more of a shock.
And so they're probably telling that they're not having it from the midwives, are they now? They probably don't take anything that the midwives say, do they?
No, that's it,
Although my midwife had never had children and I used to think that was a little bit funny.
Mm.
I listened to loads of oral histories at the British Library from women who were midwives at this time, and it was so extraordinary. None of them had kids, and they all said that it was totally impossible to be a midwife and to like to have your career.
Loads of them weren't married
as well. Loads of them were just like they'd look after one of their parents maybe, and then they would. That's what they would do. They'd look
after
an aging
parent. They all got married. They gave up nursing, midwifery, whatever.
You didn't have a career.
Well, and
having raising children was such hard work, wasn't it? You couldn't do anything else.
And all the older sisters were spinsters. Matrons were definitely spinsters.
Like teachers as well, weren't they?
And a lot of jobs, though. As soon as you got married, even if you worked in, you know, a Nestle, like, you know, Bourneville up at Birmingham, once you were married, you had to leave your job because they expected you to be at home cooking and cleaning. So you couldn't have it. Really is, and that wasn't that long ago. So, you know, from the war,
Yeah.
Imagine having to leave your job and, you know, shall I have my job and have a bit of independence, or shall I marry this man, you know?
Mm.
It's funny, isn't it?
To give it all up.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was it. There was quite a few women who I listened to, and there was one woman in particular, she just really, really, really loved being a midwife. She loved delivering babies and she loved being in charge of her own day. That was her favourite thing. And she said she wouldn't like to be a midwife now because she said patients are a lot more demanding.
Mm.
They're not thankful for what they get from you.
Okay.
And there's no kind of, there's no gratitude at all. Mm. Like that, which I thought was quite an interesting.
Do you watch One Born Every Minute?
No, can't watch that.
Oh, that's
no.
So interesting. Because there was a midwife on that had never had a child, and then they showed her labour. And she said she had a completely different view on it after giving birth herself, you know, because when she was there, I think sometimes midwives do talk to people like, you know, you've got to push, you've got to do this. And if you haven't experienced it, you just don't know what it's like, because it's
textbook
there's nothing
stuff,
like
yeah.
it, is
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Well, it's nothing like the pain.
And she had a really long birth, and she said, you know, she completely changed her attitude to women giving birth after that, so...
Yeah. I always think it's really funny when you see it on the television in an actor's situation when they're screaming and hooting and you think, God, I was in so much pain I couldn't make
no,
any
you
noise.
Can't make any
you've
noise.
Gone past the screaming
can't
and hooting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
no
way you could have made a noise.
No,
you're just you've gone. That's it.
In the world.
Well, and also the women scream for about 5 minutes
and then
it's all
there.
Over.
Yeah,
it's not going on.
Yeah,
for
you think
that is so untrue to life. Yeah. It's always, even in films today, that is what happens. And they give it, get a couple of them and it's like, oh, lovely, you've got a girl, and you think. What happened to the last 7 hours between that bit and you've got a girl,
Yeah.
One of the stories I listened to, she said that the first birth that she went to, she had a doctor with her, and they went to this woman's house, and the woman was a hockey player, and the doctor spent the entire labour encouraging her in kind of hockey terms.
So she was like,
oh no!
go!
I bet she could have sloshed him.
Probably.
Well, you'd want to clatter him, wouldn't you?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Seriously.
But then men weren't around during birth, so
no,
were
they?
My dad was downstairs hoovering. I was born at home. My dad was downstairs. He was told to go and do the hoovering. While
well,
I was
at least it was something useful.
You know?
All the midwives I listened to said that. They all said in the oral histories, they were like, oh, you have to get rid of the father. He's just a nuisance.
Yeah.
He's just in the way. Make him make the tea.
Yeah.
Send him downstairs.
Boil some water. It'll take 5 hours.
Get on with it type thing.
Well,
I think
men panic, don't they? Because they can't do anything as well, and it is such a big thing.
And they're probably
not
used to seeing their wife in
front.
No, exactly. I think if it was someone really close to me,
you
want to
take the pain.
Your daughter was
giving
birth, you would.
That would be the next thing,
really difficult, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Martin went down on his hands and knees, and thank God that he was a man when he was walking it off.
Yeah.
I think it was. I think Chris was more considerate after he had watched Lisa be born, actually. As he stood in the corner of the room.
Cowering.
Did he? Oh, God, Steve was almost...
Helping out.
He was a nightmare. Talk about up this end. No, not comforting me at all. He was down that end. Shall I pass it? Shall I do that? He's not fazed by it. He wasn't.
I know, but he's not very helpful, is it?
when I was in labour, he was sitting there reading a paper, eating my cheese sandwich, and then called me that I couldn't eat because it was hurting so much. Sitting there reading the paper. I said, "Are you all right out there?" I was lying on the bed. I said, "Could you hold my legs?" I said, "Because it's really uncomfortable. It sort of eases your back." Anyway, it must have been 2 minutes later. If that, he said, "Do you know it's not comfortable for me sitting like this?" I won't swear, but
I know.
I said, "It's dandy down here for me."
Yes, it's all good here.
Yeah. I read an old book about, you know, what you should do, and it said, make sure that you provide something for your partner when you're going to the hospital for them to eat while they're sitting there. Because it could be a long time.
Make your own sandwich.
Yeah. I'm thinking, no. If I'm not allowed allowed to eat. Nobody not allowed to sit there.
I think that was because women in the past, they did, didn't they? They used to go into hospital because they were in for longer. They used to I suppose they couldn't in those days, but like have all ready-made meals, didn't they, for their husbands?
But they wouldn't have gone into hospital then, would they?
Everyone was at home, but yeah, you used to have to stay in bed for 5 days.
My mum stayed in for a week.
Oh,
when she
I'd
have
loved
yeah.
that.
Me too.
You had to stay in bed for a week.
Hospital food is so worth it if you haven't got to cook it, though, isn't it? Like all inclusive.
Yeah, but you don't get any sleep because everyone's screaming.
Oh, well, you could pay. Used to be £20 a night for your own little room at Maidan. Apparently, it's £100 a night now.
Oh,
yeah, little side room.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, we're not on a tangent.
We've hardly talked about the bathroom bit. We're talking about that's what happens when mothers get together. They go mad.
We're not allowed out much.
I was trying to explain to Jez what I was coming to, because as I left, he said, "What is it then?" And I said, I can't explain. It's too complicated.
I thought she was going to bring me a video round. And I walked up the road and said, "Why are you getting me involved in this?" It's just, it'll all be good. It'll all be good. And I said, "But what exactly is it?" And she was like, "I'm not really sure."
It'll be fine.
Less detail, more cryptic, more likely everybody's.
Oh, we like a bit of cryptic.
I hope you can use some of it anyway.
I will be able to. I think I'm not quite sure how I'm gonna, whether I'm gonna keep the voices all the way through or if I'll like bring them in and out. But I want to. I've been making recordings. I've been recording kind of derelict buildings that have got really shaky windows and all floorboards because it looks so. To me, it looks that place where that was shot was a very kind of sparse environment, wasn't it?
Almost in sepia kind of thing. Mm.
Yeah, so I've been recording.
Did you say there was music? You have music with it as well?
I've been playing the piano all afternoon and recording that and seeing, can I get something that will go with it?
Well, I'd love to see it when it's finished. Can we see a copy?
Yeah,
is that all right? I'd love to.